What is your desire? Then each person will say that after I leave this world, Allah must be pleased with me. Allah must usher me into paradise. Allah should grant me the highest stage and highest level of Jannah, Jannatul Firdaus. So this is the desire of each mu'min. So Allah Rabbul Izzat brought these golden opportunities, the month of Ramadan, to acquire this. But for everything, there are certain requirements, and a person, if he fulfills the criteria, Allah Pak will grant him. A person wants to perform salah, he has to make wuzu. After making the proper wuzu, then he has to come to the masjid. The sunnahs before the salah he has to perform. The farz he performs in the correct manner. The sunnahs after the salah, we find now that salah gains acceptance by Allah. So what we see that there was some degree of qurbani required. Sacrifice. Without sacrifice, a person won't acquire anything. Allah Pak wants the servant to go to some level of sacrifice, to go to some type of qurbani, and then Allah Pak will grant him. No acquired anything without sacrifice. Even in the world also, if a person wants to attain a degree, a worldly degree, there's so much of sacrifice he has to put in. So to get Jannat, Jannat is not so cheap. Just get the Jannat. Allah Pak says, oh my banda, my Jannat is for you. But it comes with the price. The price is qurbani. Sacrifice. So among the highlights of this month of Ramadan, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the hadith that this month is the month of sabr. وَالشَّهْرُ sabr. Sabr means that a person has to exercise self-restraint to hold his nafs back. And once he learns the self-restraint, once he learns this self-discipline, then throughout his life, he will know how to fulfill the commands of Allah. To fulfill the commands of Allah in relation to the huquq he owes to Allah, and to fulfill the commands of Allah in relation to the huquq he owes to the servants of Allah. How he uses his tongue, how he uses his body limbs, his time management, the wealth that Allah has given him, how to fulfill the huquq he owes to his wife, his children, his neighbors, his family members, then the general Muslims. After acquiring this self-restraint and self-discipline, which is now the purpose of fasting, the purpose of Ramadan, then Allah Pak will empower a person, enrich him. Allah Pak will give him the strength and ability to be able to reach Allah. Now we'll understand what truly is the worth and the value of life. How to acquire the pleasure of Allah. How to acquire the pleasure of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How to please Nabi Sam. How to please his parents. So in this regard is an incident that is mentioned of a self-restraint. Self-restraint, holding the nafs back. You know. The servant of Allah, his name was Yusuf bin Hussein. He was among the murids and the close attendants of Hazrat Zunnun Misri Ramutlali. Zunnun Misri Ramutlali was among the greatest of awliya of his zamana. In his zaman. We heard his name time and again, Hazrat Zunnun Misri. So this attendant, this khadim, this close murid of this buzrug, so he was in, prior to coming in the service and the sohbat, the company, companionship of this buzrug, he was working for a very, very wealthy person, like a king. He was working for a nawab, like a very, very wealthy person. And the nawabs of that zamana, they were really like kings. They owned so much estates, properties, wealth, acres of land, gold, enough, they owned so much. So he was working for this nawab, like a king. And while he was employed in the employment, the Nawab's daughter was very, very pretty, very extremely beautiful. So she took a liking for him. She was interested. I must understand that he is working for the Nawab. And you can see the Nawab's power of wealth. And the Nawab got a very beautiful daughter also. And the daughter is making advancements towards him. One is a person, he is going out of his way to try and attract someone. Yeah, everything is on the plate, you know. He's coming forward also. And perhaps maybe he can see his dream come true. That if I get settled with this Nawab's daughter, my work will be done. But the force that prevented him from committing haram or sin or giving in any way was the force of taqwa, fear of Allah. So he saw this is not right. So immediately she tried to corner him, she tried to make advancements different ways. Allah Pak assisted him and he escaped, he ran away. He said, in order for me to escape the sin, I cannot remain in this employment and the service of this person, I have to get away. And he got away. So he got away, he went into hiding. He went to hiding that no one must see him, the Nawab also. There's a search party looking for him. And he was very, very worried. Went far, he went to hiding. Crying to Allah that, oh Allah, I don't want to commit this guna, I don't want to displease you. The thing that Allah Pak wants to see in the servant, this is the thing that draws the mercy and the rahmat of Allah. Allah Pak sees, my banda, are you loyal to me or you loyal to the world? You loyal to me or you loyal to your nafs? When we have the cell phone in our hands, we have the internet open, and the person now, he wants to now look at haram. At that moment, he should realize that I am Allah's servant. I cannot commit sin. Time when the azan is heard, I am Allah's servant. I have to come to the masjid. Time of zakat, I have to discharge the zakat. The time of Ramadan, I must be happy with the command of Allah. So all this here is some degree and level of qurbani that's required. So then, nevertheless, this banda, he went to hiding, then he's crying, making dua. And there he falls asleep, and in the dream he sees. There's a huge majma, huge gathering. And there's a big stage at a distance, he sees a large stage there. And there's a lot of malaika, all full malaika around. So he asked the people, who are you? He said, no, we are the malaika of Allah. And this large, huge stage, he said, on that stage there is Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam. Now his name was Yusuf bin Hussein also. And that was Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam missing on the stage. So he was excited. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam. He saw Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam coming towards him. So he quickly hastened, he rushed. He said, no, this is the Nabi of Allah. It's against respect that Allah allowed the Nabi to come towards me. I must rush towards him. So quickly hastened and he went. And then he met Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam. He embraced him. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam said, yeah, I have come specially to meet you. That this whole majma of angels, Allah Pak sent us all to come and meet you. He says, meet me, a sinner like me. He said, no, on account of the qurbani that you have given, that this girl made advancements, she tried her level best in order to entrap you in the sin of zina, and you feared Allah, and you resembled me, how I was also trying to be ensnared in the trap of Zulaikha, and Allah Pak assisted me, Allah took me out. So you also, I ran away from Zulaikha, you ran away from this world, from this dunya and this woman. So Allah Pak sent me specially to give you applaud, to tell you about the reward, to give you the good, the khush khabri and the glad tidings of what Allah has for you. So he was very happy. He said, Allah Pak sent me specially. So then Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam told him, you see, when Allah Pak wants to choose a servant, when Allah wants to grant qabuliyat to a servant, Allah grant me and all of us this. Allah Pak makes asbab, different means of qabuliyat. And when a person will be far away, perhaps millions of miles away from loyalty of Allah, the closeness, the love, Allah Pak will bring him. Allah Pak will bring him on the road of love. So anyway, so this, as Yusuf alayhi salam gave him nasihat, he says, you see, in every zamana, that there is only one servant who is the greatest. One, there's only one. He's called, generally, in the terminology of the awliya, of the buzugan, the deen, they call it Qutubul Aqtab. The leader of all saints, the kutub of all the greatest, you know. So in every zamana, there's only one like this. So, and then he told him, as Yusuf alayhi salam said, in this era of yours, the greatest saint of Allah is Hazrat Zunnun Misri, rahimullah. You must go into his sohbat, go in his company, and you must remain under him and learn the love of Allah. You must stay with him. And he is the one who even possesses the Ismi Azam. Yeah, the Ismi Azam also. That special name of Allah when you implore Allah, when you beg him and you supplicate to him via that name. So you just say that name, oh Allah. Whatever you want, Allah Pak will fulfill that dua. Whatever. Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam had the Ismi Azam. And one of his murid asked Ibn Balkhiyah, he also had it. When Sulaiman al-Islam wanted the castle and the palace of Bilqis to be brought, he told his, he knew it, Sulaiman al-Islam knew Ismail Azam. He taught it to this disciple of his, this Ummati. So he said, who will bring the castle of Bilqis here? So one jinn said, you know, Ifritum, a very powerful, strong, mighty jinn, said, I'll bring it here. قَبْلَ أَن تَقُومَ مِن مَقَامِكَ Before the sitting ends, you know, the royal sitting of the king, you know, there's a sitting. So maybe like a 1 hour sitting. So before the sitting ends, I'll bring the thing here. وَإِنِّي عَلَيْهِ لَقَوِيٌ أَمِينٌ And I'm very powerful, I'll bring it, and I'm very trustworthy, I won't pull a job also, you know. You know what, I'll bring it, but I'll steal some rubies, I'll steal something. And Asif bin Balkhiyah, he said, no, don't worry, I'll bring it before the blink of an eye. And he brought the thing. So yeah, the Ismi Azam. So as Yusuf al-Islam told Yusuf bin Hussein, he said that, go to Zunnun Misri, he's the greatest wali of Allah in this time. He's got the Ismi Azam also. So then he went, so he came in the company of this Buzrug and he became the wali of the time. So Allah Pak granted Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullahi that qabuliyat. He was the greatest wali of the time, Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullahi. They mentioned Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullahi when he was in his youth in Medina Munawara, he completed the Bazul Majhud. His ustad, his sheikh, Hazrat Muhammad Khalil Ahmad Saharanpuri Rahmatullahi were writing this kitab, the commentary of Abu Dawud, when they completed it. So Hazrat Sheikh Rahmatullahi's heart was in Medina Munawara. He said, I want to stay in this place. I want to stay in Medina Munawara. For till the end of my life. And he started writing the commentary of Muwatta Imam Malik, Imam Malik's kitab. He wrote one volume, just about 5-6 months he wrote it. Such a thick volume. He knew that this was the fuyuz and the blessing of Rasulullah Sallam and the goodness of Medina. So while he was happy, I'm so happy in Medina Munawara, there he sees Hazrat Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in a dream. And Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam tells him, Idhhab ilal Hind, go to India. Go to India. You have to do some work in India. You have to do some work. Idha jaa al waqt natlubuk. When the time will come, we'll call you yeah, back. We'll call you back. As the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, his love for us is so great. And he desired to stay in Medina Munawara, but now this hukam came. See, now when Allah Pak wants to take that work from servant, Allah Pak makes asbab. Now he's being commanded by Rasulullah, you go to India, that work will be taken from you. So whenever the Shaykh should come for Hajj, he came for Umrah, I came, and now the time came to leave Medina, he should think, if I pass away anywhere else, I want to be here. And then he would think, Rasulullah told, إِذَا جَاءَ الْوَقْتَ Don't worry, when the time comes, we'll call you back. And he should get some solace, you know, some consolement. Just before the Sheikh passed away, when he went to London by Yusuf Mutala, and that too on the command of Rasulullah, he went. As the Sheikh got very, very ill, they thought he's going to pass away. They took him to hospital. And Yusuf Mutala told as the Sheikh Rahmatullahi, as the don't worry, if you pass away, we'll make intizam to get your body to Medina Munawara. Sheikh was very sick that time. He just smiled. He says, you forgot I told you, Rasulullah told me, إِذَا جَاءَ الْوَقْدُ When the time will come, we'll call you. We'll call you to Medina Munawara. And he smiled. He said, I remember. And then Allah Pak made it that he came to Medina Munawara and he passed away in Medina Munawara. So Allah Pak brought this man for us to reconnect with Allah. The way to reconnect is to reconnect through Rasulullah Sallam. How was the Shaykh Rahman, great awliya, got that special link and connection with Rasulullah Sallam. That is how they got that connection with Allah. They got that qubuliyat. So Allah Pak gave us this Ramadan to bring the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallam in our life. And through the sunnah of Rasulullah, we'll hold back ourselves from sins. We practice upon the sunnah with the love of Allah, with the love of Rasulullah, with the love of every action of deen. And Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will grant us also that acceptance and that qubuliyat. Wa akhir da'wana, alhamdulillah.